Okay, the work of taking precautions to prevent an unwanted pregnancy often falls on women, right? But scientists are making progress on more options for men. NPR's Ping Wang reports on a new form of male contraception that looks promising in mice.
Jochen Buch is a pharmacologist at Weill Cornell Medical School. He researches new drugs. 5 years ago, a postdoc in his lab tried something on a whim. She took a compound they were testing on mice for an eye problem and checked its effects on sperm. The results were stunning.
Wow! This means we could develop a male contraceptive. And my reaction was, it's even better. We can have an on-demand male contraceptive.
The drug stopped sperm from swimming. It was fast-acting, took about 15 minutes to have an effect, and it was temporary. It lasted for about 3 hours. In those 3 hours, the male mice and female mice had plenty of sex, and the female mice did not get pregnant. The results are published in Nature Communications. I'll say it again. This was a study on mouse sperm, but the drug's target is the same across many species. Buch has great hopes that it will work the same way in men.
The prediction is after half an hour or after 5 hours or after 8 hours, sperms do not move. And a day later, 2 days later, they are back to normal.
Trials in people are 2 to 3 years away. Mike Eisenberg, director of the Male Reproductive Medicine Center at Stanford, says he's cautiously optimistic.
There's certainly no question there's a big need. You know, when you look at surveys of men or young men, a lot of them would be very interested in having some options that are available.
He says current options are limited for men.
You know, the choices are vasectomy, condoms, or abstinence.
Other experimental options, like pills and injections for men, can take weeks to start working. Some can cause mood disturbances or shrink people's testicles. The side effects for this potential treatment aren't yet known. Still, Buch says, the mice in the study fared well.
Look, our mice would never have intercourse if they would be in pain.
If all goes well with the research, Buch says the drug might be available in about 8 years. Ping Huang, NPR News.